Hey, good morning, girls. It's Thursday morning, July 13th on a Thursday, and I have gotten no sleep last night. I was miserable up all night because we had a storm that I've never seen before here in New York. The wind was blowing. My lawn furniture's all over the yard. All my new umbrellas are broken. Erin, good morning. How are
Good
you?
morning. Good. How are you? It's a beautiful morning here. I'm sorry you had crazy storms last night.
Yeah, but you're used to this kind of thing. You grew up in Texas, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we had lots of tornadoes there this time of year,
Well,
so.
we actually had a twister come up here in the eastern area, and it hit Greenwich, Connecticut, and it didn't come over here. But I'll tell you, if there would have been a twister in my yard, that would have been the end of me. I cannot deal with the whole twister, whole idea of seeing that tunnel coming towards me. And when I watch, oh, wait, my phone's ringing. Let's see who this is. Maybe it's one of our happy housewives calling in.
That would be great.
No, I looked at the phone. It's not a happy housewife. It's actually my husband. He'll have to wait. I'm not talking to him. I am not talking to my husband, Erin.
Yeah, does he call you a lot during the day?
Yeah, he calls me a lot, but I'm not talking to him because he knew. I told him at when he came home from work at 8 o'clock. It was beautiful out. It was sunny, and I said, "There's a big storm coming. Can you go out there and take in the lawn furniture and put down the umbrellas and all that?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it." Then he
Oh
came in the
no.
house. He did his disappearing act. Does your husband is do the disappearing act?
Yes, he does actually. He'll say, "Oh, I'll get to it. I'll get to it." And
But where
2 days later, it's
where
still
do they
there.
disappear to? I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, my husband disappears with the kids. He says, "Oh, I'll take the kids and go do something," which I appreciate, but yeah, then all the normal things, the trash doesn't get taken out or
So anyway, by 10:30 at night, he's in bed. He's sound asleep. Him and the kids are upstairs. I'm here on the computer, in the forums, in Happy Housewives Club, and all of a sudden the rain comes, the wind comes, and my furniture, my umbrellas, everything is being destroyed. And he should have brought it in. So now today, I called him this morning. I said, "You didn't bring in the stuff. It's all ruined."
Oh no.
This is just, I should have brought it in myself, but it's so frustrating. It's so
You want
frustrating.
something done, you have to do it yourself. Isn't that the saying?
Yeah, and then this morning I had to take Patty and Lucas to be groomed. So I dropped off the kids at their day camp. I drove the dogs to be groomed. The place looked like a filthy rat hole, disgusting horror of a grooming place.
Oh
But I,
no.
yeah, but I left Patty there, and I'm supposed to bring Lucas back, and I don't know if I'm going to, because it
Oh
looks
yeah.
so filthy. I mean, how clean do I expect a dog groomer's house to be?
Clean.
No, I mean, of
Clean.
course it's going to be dirty. There are birds there. It's a pet shop, and all that
Oh yeah.
bird stuff flies all over the place, but it grossed me out a little bit. So what are you doing today?
Today my aunt and uncle are visiting. We had a great dinner last night outside on the patio, with some fresh green beans out of the garden, some fresh lettuce. We made a
Well, tell me
salad with
about your
carrots and
garden. You're growing a garden, right?
yes, I have just a little backyard garden, but we have made use of a lot of the small space we have, and we have green beans and peas and lettuce and carrots and beets, and my acorn squash is taking over. It's a monster.
The acorn squash. Now, how long? It takes months for that thing to get into a nice size, right? How long does that
Well,
take to
yeah,
grow?
it'll be ready in the fall. I've got little baby acorn squashes right now,
Yeah, but
so.
how do you keep the rabbits from eating all this? Whenever I plant anything that is, sweet, the rabbits eat it.
Yeah, well, we don't have rabbits here. Our backyard's enclosed, and the rabbits don't get in. But I know yours is open. And from what I've been reading a new book called You Grow Girl, and it's just a great book. A woman, and they actually have a website also. But she recommends neem oil for to keep rabbits away. And I've used chili pepper before, just cayenne chili pepper, and
What do you
sometimes they
sprinkle it
don't
on the
like.
grass?
Yeah, just around your plants that you don't want the rabbits or the deer to eat, and that works pretty well. So, but I've been battling slugs this summer, so, and they like beer.
So, yeah, I know to pour the beer out there for them, but what is her website? That I like that. That sounds interesting.
You Grow Girl. It's a great website. Gayla Trail wrote the book, and she does a lot of more urban gardening, but she has a lot of great little projects and tips and things. But it's all organic and all very.
Yeah, speaking of that, ladies, when you're gardening, do not use Miracle-Gro in gardens that you're going to eat your food. A lot of people put Miracle-Gro, Erin, in their vegetable gardens, and Miracle-Gro is made with ground-up bones. And, you know, you can get very sick from this. So, yes, use Miracle-Gro.
Do you really want your kids eating that? Yeah.
Right. Use Miracle-Gro for your rose bushes and all that. But for your gardens that you're going to eat, use natural alternatives. And who's that other guy? Is it, what's his name? Baker, the PBS, that other farmer. He has a show on PBS.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that one.
Well, it's on Under the Gardening on the Happy Housewives Club. One of the girls posted his name.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, there's a great thread on gardening on the Happy Housewives Club in the forums section.
Well, I think it's the best thing. If you can put together a little garden in your backyard, I have right now, I'll tell you what I have growing. I have every herb. I have basil, rosemary, thyme, you know, lavender, and all of these beautiful herbs that I use every day. I have scallions growing, parsley, you know, and when you're cooking, like yesterday I made potato salad and I went out and I got a whole handful. I cut off a whole bunch of chives and dill and I mixed it up with mayonnaise, salt, pepper, and my red potatoes and a little bit of balsamic vinegar. It was delicious.
Right.
And my girlfriend,
nothing's better than fresh herbs out of the garden.
Right. My girlfriend Kathy was over and she said, you know, every time she goes to the food store to buy a little container, let's say of rosemary, it's like $4.99.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And these herbs, they will come back. They're perennials. They'll keep growing back. And what you could do is in the fall, you can, you know, dig up a little bit, take like one of each herb, put it in a nice big pot on your kitchen counter. So all winter long, you have fresh herbs.
Right.
You know, and I also have peppers, red and green peppers growing.
We have peppers. My husband's big into salsa, so we have a salsa garden.
So what is your recipe? How do you make your salsa?
You know, he makes the salsa around here. I've done it a couple of times, but it doesn't come out as good as his. He does tomatoes and a few red or yellow peppers, the sweet red or yellow peppers, and a few onions, sticks that in the blender and makes, like, very fine salsa, and then chops more of the same and makes it a little chunkier. That's what he does. But cilantro, we definitely use a lot of cilantro. We love that. And we have habanero peppers. That's what we have growing. Those are the hot ones, and he really likes those. So,
yeah, well, those come in handy with the children, I'll tell you. When I was little, if we said a bad word, my grandfather would go out. Now, my grandfather was Italian, so he grew the Italian, you know, hot red peppers.
Right, right.
And a couple of times I got my, you know, that red pepper rubbed on my tongue.
Oh, my.
And that was horrible. But, you know, I never, you know, said anything bad after that.
So yeah, now, I don't know if I could bring myself to do that to my kids.
No, but I do threaten the kids with that.
Yeah, I know.
I tell them that I'm going to rub red pepper on their tongue. So one time, I think I posted about this. Remember last, you know, like it was like last month or 2 months ago, Connor told me he hated me.
Oh, yes.
He's like, you're the worst mother ever. So I reacted. I turned around and whacked him on the mouth. You know, and all the cyber dyke girls are out there freaking out, calling me an abuser. Remember, child abuser?
Yes,
so, you know, I said to myself, I'm never going to smack him again. I felt so horrible for smacking him, especially in the face. My parents never did that to me.
Oh, and I remember telling my mother I hated her, and she smacked me in the mouth.
Well, I can't even believe I reacted that way because I'm always saying, be rational, don't hit my children. But I just lost it, and I whacked him right in the mouth. So all night I was devastated. And then, of course, when everyone was blogging about me on the other websites calling me a child abuser, I said, okay, first of all, next time I smack my kids, I can't write about it.
Yes.
No, but seriously, what I have to do is make sure that I listen to my own words of wisdom, walk away, calm down. So just the other day, it was Monday, after camp, he wanted to go on a play date. And I didn't want him to go because I wanted him to just relax and, you know, hang around the house. I wanted him to read his Harry Potter book. So he's like, you're a butt.
Uh-oh.
So he couldn't say ASS, so he calls me butt.
Yes.
So this is the wonderful things he's learning being out with the kids. So I came in the kitchen, and I got a big jar of cinnamon. And I said, this is the red pepper, and I'm rubbing it on your mouth. He was so horrified. But, you know, I think that might be borderline abuse, Erin. What do you think?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's better than popping him in the mouth, you know?
Well, he was hysterical, the idea of me putting this pepper on his tongue. And, you know.
No, the only time you have to worry is when he calls your bluff, and then you actually have to use the cinnamon. And then he'll be, oh, that tastes pretty good, Mom. I'll do that again.
I know, but, you know, I was reading this. There's a website, and this Erin Brown Conway, and I have her on the back of Happy Housewives under What Moms Are Doing, the business
right,
page.
Right, she's got some great information on there.
She has great information, and she has 13 children.
Ugh.
13 children, so she is an inspiration to any mom who needs ideas on how to discipline and what to do.
Yeah,
and
what, see, I think I have it rough with my three.
Right. Well, one of the things that she says is, you know, not to scream, which I'm a big screamer, mm-hmm. but she says not to, you know, lose your cool and say things to the children. What some of the things that you should not say are all the things that I do say. So, for example, right. I'm always threatening them, mm-hmm. which is a no-no. You should not threaten your children. Now, do you threaten your children?
I don't. I try not to threaten. I know you're not supposed to, but you know, I'll tell them if you continue acting this way, then you know, we take blankets away. Their blankets. They're so attached to their blankets. You threaten to take their blankets away, and they straighten up real quickly.
Right, but I don't see. Honestly, I want all our moms to post this on the forum. I don't see how you could get away being a mother without threatening your kids.
Right, right. You have to have some leverage. I mean.
Really, I mean, I'm always saying, you know, if you do this, if you act this way, you're not going to have a birthday party, or you know, Santa's not coming. I'm always threatening. So, anyway, I'm going to try and stop threatening them. Another thing that she says to do is to be careful not to say anything that could be detrimental to them that they'll think about for years down the road. So I sat here and I said, did I ever say anything to the kids? And I don't think I have, but I'll tell you, the other night I was in Target. And Connor, Hannah, and I were walking down the aisle, and I heard this mom say to her kid, you are the worst son ever.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I was thinking, not only is that just terrible, but she's saying it here at Target, humiliating this child in front of everybody. And so that gave me an example. That's what Erin Brown, that's what she's talking about.
Right, right.
And so I'm going to just try and be careful with my threats and see if I can – you know, hold off on that. But you know what I make back to the salsa is mango salsa. Did you ever try that?
No, I haven't done mango salsa, but we've thrown some pineapple in once in a while. There for a while, I had sent my husband volunteered to go to the grocery store, and he came home with 4 pineapples all at the same time. And so I posted online on the Happy Housewives forum. Yeah, how do I use all this pineapple? I need pineapple recipes because it doesn't keep forever. So we threw some in salsa, and it was great.
Right. Well, you could also make a pineapple kind of salsa for fish. You chop up the pineapple, you put some red onion, a little bit of honey, and some cilantro, and then you could put some chopped tomatoes in that also, and, you know, grill some swordfish. Do you like to grill fish in the summer?
We do. We love salmon. We do a lot of salmon.
How is your husband doing? Everyone out there, Erin's husband has, what does he have, IBS?
No, he actually was diagnosed originally with celiac disease, which is it's like a wheat allergy. It's when your stomach and intestines get all inflamed and upset because you eat things like bread and pasta and, yeah, anything with flour. So we've had to alter our diet quite a bit. But he has been he loves to eat, and he's been really awful about sticking to the diet. He did good right in the beginning. He took your advice, ate the pumpkin seeds, did the kefir, did all of those good things he was supposed to do, got his system all cleaned out, felt better, and now has gone back to eating things he shouldn't eat.
You see, this is what happens. It's so sad because, you know, once you cleanse your body and you really are starting to feel healthy, there's so many moms on our website who are trying to lose weight, and it really, instead of dieting, all you have to do is change the way you eat. So what happened? What's he gone back to eating?
Oh, he eats everything. Chips and
put him
sandwiches
on the
with
headsets.
Bread.
What is wrong with him?
He's at work right now. Today was his early day. He actually left the house at 2:30 this morning.
But he detoxified his system. Why would he go back to doing that?
You know, he felt better, and he thought, oh, I'm cured. But instead of introducing things slowly,
well, you can't even introduce things slowly. The thing is, some people, you just cannot eat certain things. I cannot eat certain things, or I will be in dire pain. I cannot have greasy fried foods. I cannot have, you know, big dairy foods. Like, for example, if I had a bowl of pasta with ricotta, which,
yeah.
you know, I would be dying all night. So certain things, if he is celiac, you know, those things are going to bother him.
Right. And he knows that. Actually, his gas has been so bad. He's actually slept
well,
downstairs a couple of nights.
From the post. What is with all these men and their gas?
I don't know.
You know, with that post on five things your husband does that drives you crazy.
Yes, half
farting,
of them had to do with gas.
Or farting is the number one problem in marriages. If we could just get our husbands to stop farting, we would all be a lot happier, I think. I have to say, though, that wasn't one of my complaints because my husband does not do that. I mean, he does
That's
it,
good
but
for
not
you.
In front of me. Yeah, I'm sure he does it, but we, not in front of me. We have tried to keep a certain level of respect towards each other. I'm like, we haven't crossed that line, thank God. So, like,
oh,
I mean,
yes.
You know, and I don't do that in front of him. You know,
well, my husband tells me I should be honored that he feels comfortable enough to do that in my presence. I think it's flat out rude, but.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The thing is this. Do you do that in front of him?
No.
Right. I'd like to see if all the women started burping and farting in front of their husbands, if their husbands would enjoy that. You know, I just think it's hysterical how these, you know what it is? Men are just barbarian. What
they
are you going to do? But listen, I want to recommend this cookbook. It's called Real Food Daily, and it's by Anne Gentry. And
okay.
It's all about cooking with real food. I'm trying to explain this to my girlfriend, Kathy, to eat real food, and she can't grasp it. But basically, any food that's been totally screwed up by man, or that's not really a food, that's a made-up food by man, like Cheez-Its, that's not really
right,
a food.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Junk.
Potatoes are food. Because tomatoes are food. Carrots, those are all fresh, natural foods. But, you know, if you buy something that's completely man-made, what are those ring-ding, what are those potato chips? Bunions, funyuns?
Bunions, right, right.
Now, is that a food? To me, that is cardboard.
Yeah.
Did you ever taste one of those?
Yeah, I have tasted a long time ago, but I don't really like them, so.
They're disgusting. So this is what I'm saying. That is not a real food. So if you are interested in eating healthy and eating real food that is delicious and healthy, there's wonderful recipes in this Real Food Daily cookbook.
Now, are they easy recipes, too? Because I don't do anything that isn't easy.
Well, I don't know. I think there's some easy recipes and there's some more difficult recipes. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If you could make a nice salad, are you still making a salad every day?
Oh, yes. Well, we have fresh lettuce and spinach in the garden. So, yeah, we have salad every day.
Right. If you make a nice salad every day with some chopped up veggies, that's a great start. It's a great healthy beginning for your family. And, all right, Erin, so basically I'm going to hang up here. I'm going to make my beds. I have to go drop Lucas off at the groomer.
The dirty groomer.
Yeah, the dirty groomer, which is grossing me out a little bit, but I already made the appointment. And my girlfriend goes there, so I guess it'll be fine. And then I have to go shopping because Bill and I are going to Carmel, California in July.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, who do I hear in the background?
Oh, that's Wyatt. That's my 15-month-old. He's getting ready for a nap, so he's rolling around in my floor here.
Oh, that's so cute. Now, have any
other
girls?
Other two boys are watching a movie.
What are they watching?
Kipper. Kipper and Arnold.
Oh, that's cute.
Do you all have that one?
No. Have any of the girls signed up for co-hosting the podcast?
Not that I know of yet. I haven't seen anybody respond to it. So,
well,
ladies,
what are they
sign
waiting
up.
For? Come on, sign up, girls. And so that's it. Have a great day, Erin. What are you doing today?
My aunt and uncle, like I said, are here visiting. So I think we're going to get out and go walk around the lake a little bit. And there's a great farmer's market here in Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow. So we're going to go do that. We may go mess around in Chicago later. So we've got all sorts of fun stuff planned.
All right, good. So enjoy Chicago. Enjoy the lake. I am going shopping to get a few sundresses for my trip.
Great.
And, yeah, so I'm excited. And that's it. So we will chat soon. I don't know
sounds
if we're going to have
good.
Time to chat tomorrow, but definitely next week.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
Well, have a good day, Darla. Have a good day, ladies.
Have a good day, ladies. Bye-bye, Erin.
Bye.